time for
I'm ready.
The Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues, the texting, the TikToks, the tweeting, the 67s, 41s, and the like. Real actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. Do we like to check? Do we have a Hank FM newsletter?
Dang it!
We do not.
We were so close.
But we do have the flute.
Yeah, see? Can you tell I've been practicing?
That's right. By the way, when it comes to that sound effect,
yeah,
I like it. Just 254 texted earlier this morning. First couple of times you did that ding. I looked down at my dashboard thinking I had a warning light coming on.
Yeah, these things happen. You
smiley
gotta be careful.
Face emojis afterwards. James in Arlington says, happy birthday, Big AJ.
Aww.
And we want to say happy birthday. He's listening down there. Officer Bob this morning moving on to a new job, but he's got a birthday down there. Congratulations.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
This coming in early this morning. You guys actually sound good today.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's from one Jake Summers. Thank you very much.
Okay.
See?
Well,
yeah.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Are you sure that Houston station wasn't bleeding over a little bit and he was just hearing somebody else?
It's not the inversion.
We'll take it.
You got to be careful over there on the text lines, KB.
Yeah.
Did you see the photos of the baby kitties that Laura sent in?
Oh, Laura.
Oh, yeah.
You know there's no more room at the end
now. Yeah, somebody just came up and apparently gave her all these kitties.
Oh, man.
And they're ridiculously cute. And she says, don't you need another member of the family before you bring Elle into your life?
She
I say yes. I mean, you only have
such a saint.
Two cats and a bunny.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your real daughter. And then you're going to bring Beulah into the party. I mean, I think three cats equal one dog.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably move out.
Yeah.
We like to read corporate emails on the radio because why not? This came from, this is today. This came from HR. On Friday, October 17th, the refrigerator in the basement will be cleaned out. If you have dishes or something that is reusable, please take it out so it is not trashed. Thank you. Do you have anything down there in the fridge?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I try to steal.
I'm coming up here on November 1st, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have never once put one thing in that refrigerator ever.
I will tell you that, we do have a saga going on downstairs.
Yeah.
I'll update you on that a little bit later. Bobo in Idaho, he's been missing the Facebook Lives. He's been really sick all week. Wanted to apologize to everyone. All the hanksters, to Doris, your mom.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he also has the key to getting better. Have you or KB ever had the chicken bacon ranch pizza from Domino's? It's delicious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for it. By the way, if they clean out the fridge, that's like 6 weeks of Will Afloat items for crying out loud.
When will that tank be cleaned?
Evidently the fridge doesn't. I know, we need to go down there and get stuff.
No, you should put the tank inside the fridge. Then it'll get clean too.
Okay, that's just silly. Let's go to, she's in sales over there, Party Patrol leader Tara Bell texted me after we wished her last week a happy birthday.
Yeah.
She said thank you to the show for doing that.
Happy birthday.
And her birthday is actually this upcoming weekend.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
But speaking of, she is the culprit, the resolution when it came to the duck saga that was missing. Great news, says Tara Bell. The ducks have been found. Did you see this?
I think I may have read it this week.
Did you print it out and put it on the wall at your home or on your refrigerator?
I was just looking.
Yeah, turns out it was a simple good deed, Heather, that turned out to be an all-point bulletin email to staff. I'm reading somebody else's words, not my own.
Just wanted to find the ducks. Everybody's in the van every single week.
Have a great day. We found
the
ducks.
We're all here for it. Nobody panic.
Yeah.
Hi.
On that note, engineering asked... And another email. Heather, how was your headphones today? I'll wait and listen. First time, long time.
I'm just going to sit here and look cute, because apparently that is my my lot in life. Let's go out to Susie Whitehead.
Hey, Susie.
She says, I own Bar W Ranch Boutique here in Weatherford. We've got you cranked up on our system here in the shop.
See?
And everyone who comes into our shop sings along to Hank's great music.
I love this.
Thanks for being part of our day.
And this makes
Dang
us
Skippy.
Fashionable. Take that, cowgirl. In the closet.
She's no Susie.
Strapped in
no
the closet.
Way.
Dora says, I have a suggestion. Why not toss the jorts in and see if they float? To which Tracy said they did that already.
Yeah, I know.
And then Dora said, oh, man, I missed it. Well, poop.
Yeah, yeah, you don't. You.
And then Mom says, okay. Doris, that's his only pair. To which Doris says, oh, geez, get a new pair, KB.
Yeah.
We're at the end of George buying season.
Do you remember what happened?
We're at the end of George buying season.
It wasn't pleasant.
I'm going to have to wait till next year when they release the George in the wild. Yet again. It's a beautiful experience.
So Melinda in Alito.
Hi, Melinda.
She was saying, I want those Bellamy Brothers tickets.
Sure.
And I've never been so sad that I don't own a belt with my name on the back. In related news, we've got more of those on the way, Melinda. She also wants to know when you will be there at Billy Bob's this evening.
This evening. Before.
What time? Are you doing a meet and greet?
I am not.
She's got questions.
Nobody's ever tried to meet me voluntarily.
You know what? Maybe I'll give her a list.
How to track.
She knows how to find the manager.
I'll be the one in jorts. No, I'm kidding. I like this. This comes from Eddie, who says, you guys should have AI ask you a question. We should do this. We've been having fun with AI this week.
What do you got?
ChatGPT, that's what we're going to do. Ask KB and Heather Lee a question. It's always so complimentary. Sure! Exclamation point. Could you tell me a bit more about the context? For example, is this professional? Okay, what would you like a... Good question. That really depends on who KB and Heather Lee is.
Seriously!
That is literally what it just said. Thank you. I'm not going to ask a question.
Remember we did this and it was...
Yeah.
No, not again.
Okay, all right. And then finally, did y'all figure out how to turn the lights on in the studio this week?
You know...
Sorta. We sorta did.
I really try to help. And every time it just doesn't end well. I'm just not going to worry about anything.
Well, as long as they don't forget to turn on our transmitter, okay? Just keep on going until...
The part is over.
Oh, my gosh. ChatGPT says, here are perfect questions to ask a podcast.
Okay, there we go.
That's the end of that.
Remember we did
fake
this
news
and it was
coming up.
No, not again.